My mom and dad are coffee addicts, and I say this affectionately. Growing up, coffee was always something I thought about. My parents never really made it seem like a special adult drink because they were always drinking it. And my brother and I were allowed small little sips from time to time. So, safe to say, I really enjoyed coffee from a young age. In college, my coffee journey has culminated with me joining a coffee club and finally having a lot of reasoning and knowledge to back up my opinions about the coffee that I drink. So, with that being said, let's talk about coffee. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On Coffee and my opinions on it. But before I get into all the fun stuff, I want to first go over what even is coffee.
Coffee is technically a seed from the coffee fruit or coffee cherry. There are other parts of it, but that's the important thing, is that the coffee bean we care about is the seed. And basically, to process it, all the layers of skin, pulp, mucilage, and parchment that surround a coffee bean is taken off. And interestingly, in a lot of cultures, the reason why coffee was even something to drink or think about in the first place was because the fruit was the desirable part of the coffee and made to create drinks, and the bean was something that was just completely discarded. And eventually that changed, and now it's a little bit swapped the other way around for the most part of the world. But it's interesting to think about that being the origin for drinking coffee. And then after that, coffee can go through a wet or washed process, a natural or dry process, a honey process, or some kind of fermentation. These are all a little bit different in how the coffee bean will taste, and a lot of people have different opinions about which is the best one, and different regions of the world do each one a little differently. But what's important to note is that there are different ways to process coffee. So sometimes you might like a dry process, or you might prefer a wet process. And these processes are kind of the more common ones, and they're really referred to as either natural or washed. But then after processing them, you would typically roast these coffee beans, and then boom, you're done. You have a consumable product that can be shipped worldwide. But I did want to mention this fun fact before I moved on, and it's that caffeine in coffee was originally supposed to be a defense mechanism or a bug repellent. So you can use coffee grounds to repel insects because the caffeine is pretty deadly to them, and that's why coffee beans started having caffeine in them, is because they didn't want bugs to be gnawing on this fruit, and so the caffeine would kill them. Just an interesting fact to consider next time you're drinking coffee. It's really just bug repellent juice. But otherwise, coffee is also divided into different classes based on the location it's grown in, the varietal, the roast type, and all that other information that may or may not be relevant to you. All the coffee science and tasting information is something people can specialize in. And in terms of a quick little intro, that's all I really need to tell you, because I kind of want to move on to the next part, which is more on my opinions on things, not scientifically backed, not historically backed, just Jackie backed. And I will proudly say it, I do have many opinions about coffee. However, these opinions only really apply to myself. If you walk by with your sugary, barely coffee, milk, and creamery drink, I won't judge you. That's how you like your coffee, but it's not how I like my coffee, and that's okay. And I will not be partaking in that kind of drink. And we can go our separate ways and live happily. I am not one who particularly likes coffee snobs, because I feel like, especially when it comes to certain foods, there's no real one way to consume it or to enjoy it. Everyone has their own different little spin on it, and I appreciate that. So, let me explain my personal coffee rules. Hot coffee is something that I drink almost exclusively black. I feel like you can taste the flavors more, which is also why I prefer this to be a lighter roast over a darker roast. And this is a moment where I'm going to segue a little bit to talk about different roasts and my opinions on them. Light roasts are a bit more acidic and sweeter. I feel like they have more distinguishable flavors besides just bitter coffee-ness. Dark roasts are known for their bitter coffee flavor. They often have notes like chocolate or things that are kind of darker or richer. And medium roasts kind of find that sweet spot that's right in between a dark versus a light roast. Oftentimes, there's no definitive right answer to what kind of roast you like more, as different roasts fit different coffee beverages in different situations. And let me explain this a little bit more. It's suggested that for pour-overs, which are my favorite way to drink coffee, not only influenced by my dad, but also just generally a pretty good technique, you would use a light roast, since this technique is about removing oils via filtering, especially something like the Chemex, and making sure that water is getting through all of the grounds. And so having a light roast, this method actually helps bring out those flavors and to make sure it's not too watery or too concentrated. And since light roasts are more acidic, they don't always pair well with the milk and lattes or cappuccinos. So as a result, along with how espresso uses a short brew time with a lot of pressure, darker roasts are typically preferred for espresso and espresso-based drinks. But for something like a cold brew, which I'll talk about a little bit more in depth later, a medium roast is suggested as it strikes that balance, but also has an extremely long brew time compared to other types of brewing. So really, I enjoy light roast since I like pour overs, but in a latte, I'm happy with a darker roast and I'm not going to be complaining at all. So really, it's all about how you pair your beverage and what you're drinking it with. So that's something that I really want to consider. But when I drink hot coffee, going back to my hot coffee preferences, I really only drink it black, and so I prefer a lighter roast. And really, if I feel like adding sugar or milk, it often ruins the smoothness of this light roast and most hot coffee in general. And there's really nothing like sipping on a hot black coffee when it's cold out or even while completing some homework and studying. I don't know, something about the flavor just helps me get in the zone. But I will say I make one exception to this, and this is typically not with really good coffee. This is with like kind of bad quality coffee, and I say bad very loosely. I think there's objectively bad coffee, but sometimes it's enjoyable to drink bad coffee. Like when I'm at a diner and I have hot black coffee, my dad agrees with me on this. It doesn't have to be the greatest coffee in the world because it suits the environment and it suits the mood. But I digress. My exception is that I do enjoy a little bit of heavy cream in black coffee when I'm in the fall. This is more of a treat for myself or of an occasional indulgence than something I will often partake in. But otherwise, I am open to experimenting and trying different coffees like cortados and cappuccinos and lattes. I just don't enjoy them quite as much as a plain black hot coffee. I think that's much preferable to me, and that's all right. But the story is very different when it comes to iced drinks. For me, it's quite literally the inverse. I rarely ever get iced black coffee. Sometimes I will, and it's fine. Not always the most enjoyable thing out there. And with this, I'm typically referring to cold brew or iced Americanos, as those are the typical black coffee drinks. But for actual and other non-black iced coffee, I'm happy to get sugar or milk in my drinks, as long as they don't completely overpower the coffee. Like, I'm still drinking coffee, and I want to know that I'm drinking coffee, but I don't necessarily need to only be drinking coffee, if that makes any sense. But really, I often go for something that's more iced matcha or something tea-based rather than coffee-based when I'm going for iced drinks. At the end of the day, I just think my palate kind of prefers that flavor note better when it comes to having something that's more sugary and being more tea-like, and then something that's more dark and have it more coffee-like. I think to me that just makes sense in my head. But I oftentimes, if I'm going for a fancy coffee, there will be iced more than they will be hot. And for example, I kind of want to just like take the Americano. I don't like hot Americanos at all. First of all, it's a darker roast. I'm just drinking, so it's not super favorable to me just for that. And second, you take a shot of espresso and add water to it. To me, all I taste is watered down coffee. Something like a drip coffee has water that percolates through all the coffee grounds, making a more balanced cup. Same with the pour over. But iced Americanos I'm down with if I really want to drink cold coffee. Honestly, this is because a cold brew can be too strong for me unless I add some kind of milk to it. As I mentioned, cold brew has the most caffeine because it takes a long time to extract the coffee from the beans, and thus a lot more concentrated caffeine compared to something like an iced Americano, which is just a shot of espresso. And I think iced Americanos are also more customizable. Like, I've had iced Americanos with all sorts of fun flavors, or espresso tonics even. I'm partial to an espresso tonic. And I think that kind of experimentation is something that's much more easily done with a cold beverage than with a hot beverage. And that's why an Americano is pretty good for me when it's iced, but when it's hot, I'm not a fan. And then we also have the long black, which is water first and then espresso after. I personally have not tried this, but I'm curious how it would differ in taste from the iced Americano. I know that there's a lot of these subtle differences between coffees, like a cappuccino versus a cortado versus a flat white versus a latte, that can be very distinguishable in coffee communities, but outside of them, a lot of us don't even know what's going on. And I will not be getting into that because I don't think I have the expertise to speak on it, but definitely is interesting to think about how there's all these slight variations on coffees. But something I really want to talk about, besides just my opinions, is that knowing a lot about coffee and learning more from a coffee club is that I'm spending a lot more time thinking about where the coffee I'm drinking might come from. In the coffee business, there are growers, exporters, roasters, and everything in between. So really, when I'm drinking coffee, I want it to be as if the farmers who are growing it somewhere in the world know that someone's out there enjoying their coffee, and I can know that they're not really being manipulated or taken control of in order to just generate a cheap cup of coffee, which is why sometimes I'm willing to spend a little more money than I'd like on coffee. But I really think that even if it's a diner coffee that's clearly watery and burnt, it's important to enjoy and acknowledge all coffee because it's hard to grow. Coffee only grows under very specific conditions. So when I can, it's important to support small roasters and farms since there's a lot more transparency about where your money is going. It doesn't matter if you brew the best cup of coffee in the world. What does matter, though, is that you're trying to put your money and support a farmer who might have had that business for many generations or is trying to do something cool and experiment. But I overall think that just like any other food in the world, it's important that we kind of think about where these resources are coming from and really do our best to support them, especially because coffee is so difficult to grow. And with climate change and changing conditions, it really threatens a lot of businesses and also just the agricultural sector in general. And I don't want to make this all about agriculture. I do want to keep this in the coffee sector, but they do overlap quite a bit. So I think learning more about coffee really gets you to think more about where your coffee's coming from. And to me, that's important and good to occur. And ultimately, this is also why I don't really like Starbucks, because it's not because I hate iced frappuccinos, although I do dislike them. It's more of an ethical thing because I know they're not really treating their workers well and they don't make a good cup of coffee just in general. And that feels even more disrespectful. Like, if you're going to mistreat people, at least maybe make a good cup of coffee so that their suffering is not for nothing. That sounds really evil and I'm aware of that, but I do genuinely think that it's like a double whammy. So that's why I don't really go to Starbucks that much anymore or other coffee places that I know that they don't really equitably treat people or the environment. So this is just my little mini appeal about learning where your coffee is coming from and doing something about it, because as important as it is to have opinions about drinking coffee, if there is no coffee in the world, I cannot have my opinions anymore. They will become irrelevant. So while I didn't really get into everything that's coffee related, these are just some things that I think about in general before I purchase a drink. You can go your own path. You can choose your own thing. I'm not telling you all of a sudden have to become some golden saint. But I do think that in order for me to have an opinion on something, I want to go beyond just saying it because I have tried coffee and I have certain ideas on it. I want to go into a research-backed idea of, oh, this is how the industry works. And so if I have an opinion on something in the industry, I can also understand it from a holistic perspective. And so while I enjoy black hot coffee and I also enjoy iced sugary drinks, most of all, I think it's important to enjoy the fact that coffee is a beverage that we've all throughout generations have been able to unite with each other with. And even as artisanal coffee spaces are growing and it's become less of a way to fuel yourself and more as an art style and a way to express yourself, it's important to acknowledge that at the very beginning of all that has been a lot of effort and toil done by a lot of people. And that is something that I do try to consider whenever I order from a cafe or support a business. And of course, something else I want to plug right really quickly is that if you have a sore throat like I currently do, coffee is very acidic. Do not drink it. I've had to go on a coffee pause for a week, which has not been very fun. But it's important that you understand too that coffee and caffeine doesn't really dissolve in the body after a long period of time. Like, pretty much every couple of hours it gets halved. So while it decreases incrementally, it also takes a very long time for that caffeine concentration to completely zero out. So it can irritate your throat because it's acidic. It does stain your teeth and it will stay in your body for quite some time. These are my normal coffee disclaimers I'm throwing out. Has that stopped anyone from drinking coffee? No. Has it stopped me from drinking coffee? Also no. But it is something to think about on top of all the other things I mentioned. So whether you have a drink every day or you change your order every other day to meet your needs, I hope you got a little bit something out of this episode on coffee. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I will see you in the next one.